Hello.
Hello. I'm looking to speak with Ashley.
May I ask who's calling?
Yes, you may. My name is George. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. Would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. I know that it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November elections, 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote probably or a 50-50 chance?
Definitely.
And thank you for taking my call. What is your age?
37.
And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Mixed race.
Would that be a white, African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian,
a
Native American?
Above.
Excuse me?
All of the above.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote, 0
right.
meaning you're not motivated to vote at all.
Definitely 10.
Regardless of how you previously vote, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
And which of the following issue are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? Please choose two. Here's the first one. Gun regulations and reform, immigration and border security, healthcare costs, inflation and the economy, crime and violence, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, protecting our democracy and freedoms, climate change and environmental issues, improving K-12 public education, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, or protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Healthcare and inflation.
Healthcare and inflation, okay. With the following, I would like to ask you, generally speaking, would you say that your personal economic situation is getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Sure, getting worse.
And thanks again for your patience. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
And how often do you say you experience racist or discrimination in your everyday life? Very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, often, or not at all?
Not often.
And would you say that you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in the country?
I probably have more rights than some other people.
Okay. Now, I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm, 0 meaning you feel very cold, and 50 means that you particularly do not feel warm or cold, and you can use any number between 0 and 100. Here's the first one, Donald Trump. From 0 to 100, how do you rate your feelings towards him?
Zero.
The NAACP?
80.
A leadership conference on human and civil rights.
About 90.
Kamala Harris?
80.
What about Joe Biden?
Cool. 60.
The Democratic Party?
Also 60.
Taylor Swift?
Two.
Ron DeSantis?
Zero.
And thank you again for your patience. I know that it's still a long ways off, but it's the elections for president. We're held today in the candidates for Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, the Democrat Joe Biden. Would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
Cornel West.
How worried are you about the rise of whites in America today? Very worried? Somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Very.
I would like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. Here's the first one. Racist against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you struggle?
Very.
Okay. The other one says immigrants contribute more to America than they take.
Absolutely.
I strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Minorities have access to the same opportunities as white people.
Strongly disagree.
We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech.
Agree.
I strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities.
Strongly agree.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
What was the first thing you said?
Reverse discrimination.
What?
White people is a big problem in today's society.
That's a real question. Strongly disagree.
Okay. And this other one here says, sexism is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly agree. Okay.
And thank you for your patience. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campus? Okay. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A says parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Statement B says our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limited children's access to new ideas and marginalize people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBTQ plus. Which statement do you agree with more? Statement A or statement B?
Statement B.
A strongly statement B or somewhat statement B?
Strongly.
And the last few questions are for statistic purposes only. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. 5 means you somewhat agree. 0 means that you do not agree it is being threatened or undermined at all. And you can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. Traditional family values. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
Zero.
Religious freedom?
Whether it's being undermined, yes. Yes, it's being undermined. So 5.
A strong military?
I have no idea. Three?
A fair and equitable court system.
Two.
Affordable health care.
Whether that's being undermined. Yeah. Like, I strongly agree it would be five.
Okay. Free and fair elections.
Seven, three.
Quality K through 12.
Also about a three.
Secure borders.
I'm not sure what that means. Being undermined. The borders being, like, the security of the border. I'm not sure what that means.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means you somewhat agree. 0 means you do not agree at all with the statement. But here's the first one. Over the last 5 years, AS tackled an extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court, AS rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door for businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. From 0 to 10, what do you choose for this statement?
10 is agree.
10 means you strongly agree. 5 means you somewhat agree. 0 means you do not agree at all with the statement.
8.
The other one says America's democratic institutions have come under several attacks in the last 5 years. Even our voting rights are being challenged. In some states, our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we do not fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. From 0 to 10, what do you choose?
About a 7.
Sometimes over a course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means
10.
Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Single.
Do you have any children under the age of 18 living in your household?
No children.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more?
Never.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your patience. You enjoy your night. Thank you very much.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.